Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hello, 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 and a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the second hour of the show. My name is Lukho Mgwedi Phuti, and I'm absolutely loving every second of spending this 3 hours with you. This hour, of course, is Health Conversations with Charlie Naidu, and then later on, we'll have some financial conversations with Blessing Dabula. So do stick around.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM. On 657 AM.
At time once again, that time of the week where we converse on all matters pertaining to health. Now, wellness should ideally be about feeling healthier and not chasing unrealistic standards or quick fixes. But in a world full of influencers and flashy products, how do we know what really works and what is actually helpful? Now, this afternoon, I am chatting to Charlene Naidu. And this afternoon, we're talking about wellness, of course, what's real and what's just for show. Charlene, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit again.
Good afternoon, Lukho. Thank you for that welcome. It's always good to be here. And hello to everyone who's listening.
Oh man, absolutely great to have you, I must say. Now, a lot of wellness trends these days are pushed by influencers on social media. How do you think this has changed the way that people think about health and wellness?
I think on the one hand, it's actually quite amazing if you think about it, because it's never been easier to find information on health and wellness. And I think we really have to thank the internet for that. But saying that, it's also never been easier for us to find misinformation, okay?
Yep.
Because if you think about it, everyone with a phone and an internet connection can basically go online and create a post about something, this health hack or health tip, or try this and it works for me. And someone will see that. But the problem is, where is that information from? Does it actually make sense?
Mm-hmm.
How is it going to affect my body or my mental wellness, you know, whatever that health tip is?
Yeah.
So to come back to how this, you know, how has social media changed the way we think about health and wellness? I think it's made us a little, and I'll say this gently, but it's made us a little reckless in a
true
in assessing information, and it's made us a little lazy also, because we take things at face value. We don't really do our own research, and we don't really apply logic and common sense. And I know we're speaking in generalizations here.
Yep.
But I do feel like most of us, we just look at something and we think, oh, wow, interesting, I'm going to try that. And we don't really give it the 5 minutes of thought and logic and common sense that we should. So I think whatever it is, the best approach is always to just take that quick pause and say, just ask yourself, does this make sense for me? Is there real evidence behind it?
Mm.
Because if not, you know, you just read it and move on, but don't take it to heart and think that it's going to be an immediate quick fix for yourself. Just take that 5 minutes to apply some logic and common sense.
You know what I find even more sad, Charlene? One might think this is absolutely unrelated, but it's very related because it's the same, tech. So I have a friend who's got really nice hair, a good afro. And one day she tells me that this lady who sells organic hair products has been using her afro to advertise. And if you think about it, what's stopping those that deal with general health from doing the same thing? Because then I've picked up, especially like with skincare routines, they'll take influencers or celebrities with beautiful skin and they'll start advertising their product. And it goes without saying that some products work for other people, they don't work for other people. But are we really also going to deal with the false advertising that comes with it? I remember laughing and saying to her, no, but then she must also give you the product so you can use them. If they're so good, yeah, why is she using your hair, not giving you the product? Because chances are you could use a product and you might realize they're not as great as she actually says they are.
No, and also, who's to say that, you know, her great hair being so healthy and whatever it is, that it's actually coming from a said product? It could just be
it's
genetics.
Not.
You know, some people have incredible genetics. They don't really have great health habits, but they're just lucky in their genetics. The celebrities who are used as these health influencers, what you don't see is the behind the scenes stuff where they've got a nutritionist, a fitness trainer, they've got a private chef who creates those healthy meals for them. So all that health and goodness that you're seeing, it's not just coming from the one product that they're pushing on social media that is targeted to the normal person like you and me.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really sad, and I find it quite risky because you're being sold a product, and I'm not saying it doesn't work, but the person is showing you did not use the product, and I think that's a sad part about it. Though we can't prove it, but I think Competition Commission or someone has to really deal with this false advertising. I know a lady who's probably on her third product advertising, facial product, and I know her way before her influencer time. Chances are she's not even really using those products.
It's so dangerous and so reckless. Look, there's so much unregulation when it comes to this. It really is, you know, when we said initially, just like stop and think to yourself for 5 minutes, is this logical and is there any common sense here? People, you just see the product, the result, and you think, yes, okay, that's going to work. But you don't see all the information behind it. What's really in that? Like, what ingredients are in that supplement or that so-called detox? So it goes back to your point of this. There's so much dangerous, harmful, and reckless information out there. And unfortunately, a lot of people are falling for it.
Sure. Now, many products promise quick results from diets to supplements. Are these quick fixes really effective, or is it just hype?
So, you know, what's the fascinating thing here is that a lot of these supplements, these diets, whatever it is, these quick fixes actually are effective because they will prey on, it works on a certain level. Like, for instance, those detox teas that people are taking, okay? Yeah. Of course it's going to work. It's going to work because you're starving yourself and you're only drinking liquids. So you're losing a lot of quick, immediate weight, which is like water weight, basically. Yeah. And I remember a few months back, Dr. Monique from our Wellbeings Medical Advisory, she spoke about the dangers of these so-called detoxes. You know, they're advertised as this way to clean out toxins, but we've got organs that clean out our toxins. We don't need detox teas. But they do work in the sense that, yes, they dehydrate you. They upset your stomach. A lot of people have, you know, are running to the bathroom the entire day. So, of course, you're going to lose some weight from that. So people see that and they think, yes, okay, this is going to work and I'm going to stay on it. There's that big craze about juice cleansers. Again, you might lose a bit of weight, but that's just mostly water and muscle. It's not actual fat that you're trying to lose. And the problem is, once you start eating normally again, the weight comes right back. And it comes back with interest, okay? It's not just the weight that you lost. It'll come back with more than that. So there's so many of these dangerous extremes that are popping up all over the place, and people don't realize, look, you're going to damage your kidneys. You're going to be dehydrated. Your skin is being affected. Your mental health is being affected. You know, going for an entire day not eating at all. I mean, just think about how depressing that is. Yep. And you're tired. You can't concentrate. I saw another trend recently where people were drinking borax water.
What? Okay.
Right. This is a cleaning product.
But that's what I'm like, what?
Social media people are calling it a health hack. And that's not wellness. That's poison. You're literally poisoning yourself. So the rule of thumb is that if it promises these crazy dramatic results with very little effort, then it is ineffective. It is not safe. The safer, more effective path is always those steady habits like, you know, eating nutritious meals, getting regular sleep, managing your mental health. Those are not glamorous, yes, we know, but those are the changes that actually last. So when it comes to these quick fixes, it might give you a good result for like a week or so, but what's going to happen after that?
I was going to say, maybe it looks effective because it's eating you up, my friend. So while you think, it's working, it's finishing you off.
And also, let's just say, Luca, you know, you're seeing all of this stuff on social media. You don't know if that image hasn't been filtered and altered and photoshopped. And
AI, you know, just, is doing the most right now.
Exactly. I mean, we can create anything now, and that's what's so scary. So you can literally take two pictures and say, look, this is me a week apart because, you know, I didn't eat or I was on a soup diet or something. And you fool people into thinking this is, yeah, I'm cleansing and detoxing and this is what's going to happen. I'm going to lose 10 kilos in 7 days. Meanwhile, your organs are suffering.
Sure.
Meanwhile, that image might not even be real. It might just be created by AI.
Interesting.
So please, just apply some common sense.
Common sense ain't so common after all to everyone. Now, you know, some people say wellness has become very performative, Charlene. More about showing off than actually being healthy. What's your take?
So, I don't know if you saw this viral video a few months ago, okay? It was a gym instructor or a fitness coach or something like this. And this guy, bless him, he details his morning routine.
Okay.
So apparently, I watched this video. I'm going to say apparently, because again, as far as I can see, this is not realistic. He starts his day apparently at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And Luca, he spends the next 4 to 5 hours supposedly doing wellness stuff. Okay.
Okay.
So at 4 a.m., he gets up, he drinks a liter of water. Then he takes ice cubes and he washes his face. Mm-hmm. Then he does meditation. Then he does journaling. Then he swims a few laps. Then he goes to the gym. And this is like already like 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock or something.
Like his life for the past 3 hours has been about wellness and health.
Exactly. And he woke up at 4 a.m. Then after the gym, he does another ice cube face wash or something like that. And I'm looking at this video and thinking, okay, I'm just exhausted watching him, number one.
Okay, how much more for him doing it?
Exactly. And number two, like, how is this logical? Who has the time from 4 a.m. to 9 a.m. to do wellness stuff? So how can you not say that wellness has become performative? It has, because this is not realistic. This is not feasible for a normal person, okay? So the problem is that this sort of wellness, it sets up these crazy, unrealistic standards, because as much as I'm watching that video and thinking, this is crazy, this is silly, this doesn't make sense, someone else is probably looking at it like, oh my gosh, I'm not doing this. I need to do this.
Sure.
Because I'm not doing it, I'm failing and my health is going to suffer. And, you know, I need to immediately like wake up at 4 o'clock and do meditation and journaling and yoga and stretches and all of that. But most of us, we don't have the time, the money, the energy for that because we have other things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
So to be honest, yes, I do think real wellness, wellness has become a lot performative. And the real wellness, it's not going to ever be the glamorous stuff. The real wellness is instead of having 3 cups of coffee a day, you have 2 cups of coffee, okay? The real wellness is I'm tired now, but I'm going to go for a walk anyway because I know that's what I need to do to take these steps to be healthy. And that those things, they don't make for those flashy social media posts, right?
True.
But they make a difference over time in reality. So I think we really need to focus on that. It's not about performance. It's not about how it looks to other people. It's not about what social media post I can get out of this. What actually makes you feel better, calmer, stronger, healthier in your own life as it is right now?
Yeah. Now, if we do want to try new wellness products or routines, how can we tell if it's really backed by evidence and not just, you know, a marketing tactic?
Yeah, and here I think what's so important is that, you know, we get swayed by a lot of things. Like you might see a product on social media and it will say, in a study, this was found to lower inflammation and clean out your system and give you better rest or whatever it is. But you don't see the information behind that. Like, what study is this? Someone can just survey 20 people and call it a study, you know? So, again, it comes back to that common sense of it. Is this actually a scientific, proper clinical trial, or is it just some vague scientific claims? Is it coming from a celebrity endorsement?
Mm-hmm.
Again, let's think about that. Like, a celebrity endorsing a mental wellness product or supplement or physical health supplement, that celebrity is probably not a scientist.
Exactly.
That person hasn't been in the lab creating this product. They are marketing it to you. So what they look like and how they come across is not indicative of the product's actual efficiency and how it's going to work for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So we cannot just take the label or what's said on the label or what the influencer or the celebrity says as proof. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Real evidence, it means proper research. It
yep.
means proper scientific evidence behind it. Has it been approved by a doctor or a registered health professional? I think something that is very easy for all of us, it's just normal people to learn about, is when you look at a product, just go and look up if it's been certified by the health authority. Like in South Africa, there's a health authority.
Mm-hmm.
And you will see that sometimes a product is not certified by them. So that means that that medical authority, that medical body hasn't said that this is going to do what the product is saying it's going to do.
Sure.
Okay.
And chances are they don't even use the product.
Exactly. And if, you know, like anybody, me or you, we can go and spend a couple of months just creating a health supplement.
Mm.
That doesn't mean that, again, the medical body authority is going to pass this and
exactly.
say it's credible and that it works. We'll still be able to sell it,
yeah.
but that doesn't make it
it's
actually
approved.
Healthy or proof that it's going to work. So some of these are really dangerous, like wellness fads. It spreads; they spread very quickly because people see these viral trending posts and they believe that, but they don't check for the evidence. And that's the important thing.
Sure. Now, tell me, Charlene, what makes a wellness routine or product feel authentic rather than just another trend?
So I think if we go back to that example of the guy that I said, you know, was doing all these crazy things from 4 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
does that sound like it's designed for real people? Or does that not sound like completely, you know, it's completely unrealistic? So that's the difference, okay, with like a wellness routine or a product. Authentic wellness feels like it's actually created for real people, not for social media likes, not for marketing campaigns. It's something that fits into your life. It addresses your actual needs. It doesn't require a huge budget or, you know, super fancy equipment. And for example, right, let's look at something like drinking enough water. This is just such a normal, everyday thing that you can do. It's not going to cost you anything. It doesn't make for a flashy Instagram post, but it's going to improve your health over time.
Sure.
Because it's real. It's authentic. It's something that's a part of your daily life. Whereas, on the other hand, those products that say instant results, miracle supplements and all these viral things, it's more about the hype than the real benefit. So I think a good test for yourself is to say, does this work for me in a sustainable way? And does it make me genuinely feel better? And if the answer is yes, then that's authentic.
I love the sound of that. At least now we know. With the, hey, look out, look out. You don't just get in blindly. Do you think wellness culture sometimes sets unrealistic standards for, you know, health, body, or even lifestyle? And if so, how can people actually avoid feeling discouraged?
I think that's one of the biggest challenges today because, as we said, you know, social media is just overflowing with these amazing images of wellness. But again, here, what we don't often see are those off days, you know, like when they're not doing the workouts, when they are stress eating, Or the fact that, as we said, many people have the extra help, they have the time, they have the resources that the average person doesn't have. So yeah, it can be, it can feel discouraging. Something super interesting I came across recently. So the Guardian newspaper, they analyzed, they took something like the top 100 TikTok videos.
Okay.
Over the, like the last year, I think. And they looked for the ones that were tagged with mental health tips. Mm-hmm. Okay. They analyzed it and they found that over half of those videos contained misleading or vague advice about anxiety and depression and other mental health issues. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They found that so many of those videos were using the incorrect terms for well-being and anxiety and mental disorders. So it was a lot of misleading information. And imagine that's like something like 60% of those videos.
Sure.
Which were the viral videos. And that was like the top 100 for the last year. So that immediately tells us that, okay, number one, we're going back to the point of there's a lot of misinformation out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the takeaway is that wellness is never going to look like this perfectly curated highlight reel. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of us, we're balancing work, we're balancing family, everyday pressures. And then when you compare that to those online ideals, then you start to feel like you're failing.
Exactly.
Because, well, if that person can do it, no, but that person's not doing it. That person has set up a camera and performing at doing it.
Meanwhile,
if you, again, if you just go drink a glass of water, you're not really going to take a picture of that and post it, right? Because
exactly.
It's just drinking water.
And you do it quite often. It doesn't even need to be posted.
Exactly. It doesn't need to post. So I think this is where that, yeah, we've got to find a way to balance what we see.
Mm-hmm.
Take the good, but also just know when to pull back a little. And when you say to yourself, okay, my wellness is personal, I'm not going to copy someone else's so-called perfect routine.
Mm-hmm.
I need to find what makes me feel stronger and healthier.
Yeah.
And I need to keep working at that.
All right. Tell me now, Charlene, are there like warning signs that listeners should watch out for when a wellness trend seems too good to be true?
So definitely. And I think spotting these warning signs, it's going to save you a lot of trouble in the long run. So as we said, you know, if a product or trick or hack or something promises instant results with minimal effort, that's already a big red flag. Because real health improvements, it's going to take some time. We spoke about celebrity or influencer endorsements. So if something relies very heavily on so-and-so celebrities use this, or this influencer swears by this product,
uh-huh.
instead of scientific evidence, then we need to be a little skeptical, because as we said, you know, anyone can post something online. It doesn't make it true. It doesn't make it safe. It doesn't make it effective. And I think also, you know, we mustn't get into the habit of taking a product and experiencing intense side effects and thinking it's normal. So I know a lot of people will go through that. They'll be taking something and they'll have constant headaches, and they'll say to themselves, no, it's fine. I just need to get through like 3 or 4 days of these headaches and then I'm going to feel great. That is not true. That is your body warning you. It's not adjusting. So things like constant bloating and stomach cramps and diarrhea from detox teas, if you're damaging your teeth, you know, like I know people who will drink vinegar water and it actually damages teeth enamel. These are real
apple cider
risks.
Vinegar. Yeah.
Apple cider vinegar, exactly. And I mean, apple cider vinegar is not unhealthy, but it's also not something you should just be drinking, you know, like water, because it is acidic. So these are side effects that are not normal. So please don't think that it's just, your body just needs some time to adjust. It's not. You're damaging your body. You're causing digestive issues, dental issues, you know, you're causing issues with potential ulcers in the future.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think we must just remember that doing the normal health habits like drinking more water, going for a walk, taking a break from your screens for a day. These are not habits that are going to leave you with bad side effects, right? That's important to know. These are things that's going to leave you feeling better.
Yeah.
So that's a big way to tell the difference between what's actually real in terms of being healthy and what are the warning signs when a wellness trend is just not good.
So what do we then say to someone who wants to take care of their health but feels very overwhelmed by all the conflicting wellness information out there?
The first thing I'd say is take a deep breath. there's an enormous amount of wellness advice online, yes. And a lot of it conflicts, okay? Some of it is helpful, some of it is hype, some can be dangerous. One expert will say, you know, you must stick to a low-carb diet and it's going to help with everything from weight loss to chronic health issues. And then another one will say, no, the carnivore diet where you eat only meat is the best. And that really doesn't sound healthy either.
Oh, so, don't burst my bubble.
No, I mean,
I was thinking of trying it out.
I think let's be logical now. Remember, I mean, if you're thinking of something like only meat in your diet, where are you going to get, you know, your whole grains from? And you need fiber, you need all of those things. So there's so much of this conflicting information out there. So do this, start simple. Okay. Just narrow in on what do I want to achieve? And not all of our health goals are the same. Some people are focusing on mental health. Some people are focusing on weight loss. Someone else is just trying to get into a better sleep routine. Someone else is trying to manage their diabetes. Hone in on what it is you're trying to figure out.
Yeah.
And then just focus on the basics that's going to have the biggest impact over there. So whatever your health goal is, start small. Focus on how you're going to create health habits that will last beyond the next 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the sticking point. That's the tricky part, is that maybe day one is okay, day two is fine, day three I'm like, oh, I'm over this. I'll start again next week. But you can't keep starting over.
Exactly.
So I think sometimes don't get, well, not sometimes, I think don't get too overwhelmed by all the information. Find the information that you need. Do a little bit of research. Apply some common sense. If something sounds too amazing to be true, it probably is. If it really is something that you're interested in trying, just ask the question to your doctor first, or a pharmacist or someone, just before you just go and pull something off the shelf. Just ask a pharmacist. It's free.
Yeah.
And say, you know, like, what do I have to be aware of with this? You know, is there anything like any glaring red flags? So take the time and do that little bit of research, and it's really going to help you to just make sense of every trend and health tip out there.
Wow. Charlene, so much has been said today, and I've even been called out of my very new ambition. I've never done it. I thought about it, but I thought, oh, it's quite costly as well. But listen, I'm awake now. I know better, right? So thank you so, so much. Where can we get more of this information, Charlene?
Yeah, Luca, I think the takeaway here should be facts only, no hype, You know, let's not fall for the hype. Let's give ourselves that little bit of grace and say, yes, we all make we all get pulled in by these amazing things that we see and we want to emulate it.
Yeah.
But let's also just say to ourselves, okay, but I also want the facts. I want the evidence on this before I'm just going to fall for it.
Yeah.
So, as always, you can visit wellbeingsafrica.com for more practical, realistic, I'm going to emphasize that, very practical, realistic, and safe health and wellness tips. You know, everything from real nutrition advice to how to manage your stress. The focus is just on simple, reliable guidance to help you feel your healthiest.
Oh, man. Charlene, thank you so much, my darling. Thank you and have a great week ahead of you.
Thank you, Luko. Take care.
Pila impilo yakho nathi. Ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.